Psalm 92 says, "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night." That's Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. Well, happy Sunday. Yep, here we are, this first Sunday of August, August the 7th, 2016. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. How is your weekend coming along? You know, I've said it so many times before, there's just something special about a Sunday. Amen. Amen. Indeed, I'll tell you. Hey, Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that's all about Jesus. Amen. And we focus on Him, Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we got all the above and then some coming up here in just a couple of moments. Got some great God-honoring music on the way as well, including this one from Selah. It's a beautiful song. It's called Wonderful, Merciful Savior, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men.
You are the one that we praise.
Yeah, that is Selah and wonderful, merciful Savior singing about Jesus today. Thanks so much for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and I saw this story several months ago, and I just kept it because I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful story. At the beginning of an academic school year, there was a school principal in a small town who pledged to learn all the names of her students in her school, all 600 of them. And anyone who doubted her ability or resolve could look at her track record, because during the previous year, she had learned the names of 700 students, and prior to that, 400 kids in a different school. I don't know about you, but talk about a memory, because I don't even know who I am half the time. But think about this. Think of what it must have felt and meant to these kids to be recognized and greeted by name. Think about that. Psalm 139 says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me." Verse 3, "You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." Friend, when it seems that no one else knows you or cares who you are, remember Jesus. He knows us by name. He longs for us to know him in a personal way. Friend, our Father in heaven sees us through his eyes of love and cares about every detail of our life.
Thank you for this love.
and you are listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Sunday Worship.
Say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee. To God
we've come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thanks so much for listening and joining me today here on Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll, and this week our boy, Tim, is turning 14 years old. This kid is growing. So we bought some bricks for his birthday, and we're going to put it on his head so he can quit growing. Hey, so good to fellowship with you today. And I'll tell you what, when you buy a nice piece of jewelry, it's often tucked into a setting of black or dark-colored velvet, and it's designed that way so that your attention is immediately drawn to the beauty of the jewelry. Have you ever noticed that? Because if the packaging were highly decorated and gaudy looking, it would compete with the beauty of the treasure. Okay, you with me? See, friend, when we do things for Christ, it's not about us. It's about His glory. The less obvious we are, the more brilliant He becomes. So as we prepare for a brand new week starting tomorrow, let the brilliance of the treasure of Christ shine through you as you live for Him.
Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Yeah, that's a group called Mercy's Well, and Hallelujah, Your Love is Amazing. It's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today on today's edition of Sunday Worship in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Probably one of my favorites. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Did you get that today? For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. You know, Amy Carmichael, who was a famous Christian missionary in India, I think it was, she said one time on God's Grace, she says, "Thank God he does not measure grace out in teaspoons."
till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean in Christ Alone medley here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio on this August the 7th, 2016. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Good to connect with you, and I really do appreciate our fellowship each and every Sunday. And I'll tell you what, we've been doing this for, goodness, over 6 years. God is good. Amen. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, don't forget, tomorrow, Mr. Mark Burns will help you get through that Monday. There's just something different about a Monday, I have to say. For the Monday edition of Mark and Fred, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. That's 8:32 a.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.